Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Are you interested in angels, demons, spirits, ghosts, and monsters? Are you curious about their origins, tales, and influence upon history and on the present day? If so, sit back, relax, and welcome to Southern Demonology, the podcast that explores all of this and more.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Contrary to popular belief, I have not been abducted by the new alien overlords, run away to become an octopus ventriloquist, or become a hatchery for an undiscovered race of baby giant spiders. My absence was for much more mundane reasons, but before we get into any of that and the main topic for today, let me just say, welcome back to Southern Demonology, Season 3, Episode 1. As always, I'm your host, JJ. So, why have I been absent? There are a few reasons. The first is that I spent all of my considerable saved vacation time, went back to Tennessee for a week to see my mom, and then flew to Japan for a month to see my wife's family and just be, exist. I think I spent more time in my favorite onsen or hot spring, Ofudo no Osama, which translates to the bath of the king, than should be legally allowed. The second reason is that I was rapidly becoming burnt out. I love getting to do this podcast. I truly do. I love the community that has become my Discord server family. But I got to the point where the thought of putting pen to paper to write out a script for an episode, well, really type words into Google Docs, was just too much. For those who don't know, I am in the tech industry and have been for almost 24 years now. And while I love it as I get to solve complex problems, I have also worked jobs that forced me to burn the candle at both ends. I am more than familiar with the signs of burnout, and my number one indicator is a mental aversion to doing things that I really like doing. Rather than trying to push through it and make myself even more miserable, I forced myself to take a break. Unfortunately, that break simply kept growing in size and scope, for which I humbly apologize. I would mean to write an episode, I would get caught up in work, and before I know it, it was already the weekend, and then I would think, I could spend all day long writing, or I'll just put it off to next weekend. That's fine. That's no problem. And that just kept repeating. I went hard at the podcast last year. I promised myself that I would release weekly episodes on time, and I actually surprised myself by sticking to that. I really enjoyed that a great deal. But with my hectic work schedule, I know it's not sustainable. I am going to be doing a modified schedule for this year. I will keep releasing episodes on Monday at the regular time of 2 p.m. Eastern. But 1 week will be a full episode, and the next week will be a mini episode just to give myself a bit of a break. As always, if you have any thoughts on that, please let me know. You can contact me through the website, southerndemonology.com, or on Discord, or on the many other social media platforms that I happen to be on. And you can find a list of all of those with relevant links on the website. If you have missed the sound of my voice, and if you have, you may have a concussion, I suggest getting checked by a medical professional at the very least. I have made 3 guest appearances in the time I was away. I had 2 appearances on my friend Vic's Trailer Trash Terrors podcast, which, if you have not heard it, is a work of intellectualism and whimsy that I wish I could approach, and I highly recommend. One of those appearances was while I was in Japan, and the other after I had gotten home. And the other, the third, is an appearance on the Undercover Witch podcast, in which we covered some of the more paranormal experiences that I have had in my life. I will have links to all 3 of those in the show description. But before moving on, I do want to give a small year in review of how the podcast is doing. From March to December of 2022, March is when I actually switched from my old podcast provider, SoundCloud, to Acast. The podcast received over 33,000 downloads, which just blew my mind. And somehow or other, I released 41 total episodes. Considering that I had only released 39 episodes from April of 2017 until March of 2022, I somehow more than managed to double my catalog. I also expanded the number of followers on various social media platforms, from Instagram to YouTube to TikTok. And none of that would have been possible without you all being willing to listen to a guy with a speech impediment speaking into the void for fun. From the very bottom of my black heart, I cannot thank each and every one of you enough. It does me good, more than I could say. I do have some upcoming plans for 2023, but I will save that for another episode. And rather than keep you in suspense, let's get to today's main topic. The next episode will cover my month in Japan and the thoughts I have on how it and I have changed, but I wanted to ease myself back into producing episodes by covering something a little easier to tackle, but no less fun. Honestly, I have had this episode about Japan stuck in my throat for about 3 weeks now. So that's why I wanted to make sure I got something out this week. The main reason why. But it's also has been percolating in the back of my head in tandem with the Japan episode. I think it's going to be a good listen. I know I have mentioned it before, but I love anime. It and other Japanese dramas or live action are all I watch TV-wise, with horror movies making up the last percentage of the entertainment that I consume. And I thought it would be fun to marry my interests together for this episode. For today, I wanted to cover 3 anime that are extremely well done that also touch upon either horror, yokai, or monsters, or yurei, spirits. Heck, the last one on the list was a complete surprise even to myself. And now that I think about it, no, that was not meant to be the podcast version of Wait for it that you see on poorly done videos, I promise. I'm not that much into clickbait, I swear to goodness. The first is the oldest anime on the list, as it was released in 2006. Ghost Hunter, or Ghost Hunt. Clocking in at 25 episodes, the show is split between various story arcs that take place between 3 and 4 episodes to complete. The show centers around Tanimaya Mai-san, an ordinary high school girl who gets sucked into helping the Shibuya Psychic Research Team, a paranormal group that attempts to solve all manner of strange happenings. The thing that I love about this show is that while unbelievable, just one of the cases this group takes on would be a paranormal group's wet dream, it incorporates a lot of different faiths into the investigations. You have a Shinto priestess, a Buddhist monk, a Catholic priest, a yin-yang master, and a psychic medium, amongst others. And Ghost Hunt actually does a fair job of introducing a lot of Eastern concepts when it comes to the paranormal.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Of course, none of them are explored in great detail, but the ideas presented can be a great jumping-off point to learn more about them. The story arcs also move rather briskly and are presented as true mysteries that need to be solved. And, unlike Scooby-Doo, the culprits are always of the supernatural ilk. If you like the paranormal or mysteries, I think you would really enjoy Ghost Hunt. The second anime on the list today is Miruko-chan, a show about Yotsuya Miruko-san, another high school girl who is living an ordinary life until one day, while at a bus stop on a rainy night, she sees a horrible apparition appear in front of her asking, "Can you see me?" over and over. The show never explains how she was suddenly cursed with such an ability. One of many reasons, I hope that there's a second season in the works. But she chooses to deal with it by simply pretending that she cannot see anything. See, the title itself is a bit of an obvious wordplay, as Miru means appear, be visible, can see. And Ko, of course, is woman or girl. So it directly translates to the girl who can see. And the way the show depicts these yurei, or ghosts, is very much on the creepy side. Plus, there are some very pervasive mysteries that keep coming up time and time again that just leaves you wanting more. In fact, the show ended on such a cliffhanger that I'm dying to see how it is resolved. Before we hit the last, I do want to throw in a bonus show that can be found on Netflix. Junji Ito's Maniac, which is in reality the second season of the anime. While the first season was, I think a generous term would be okay, or as you would say in Japanese, ma ma, as it focused entirely too much on one comedic character that liked to curse others. The second only has two arcs with him that make it more bearable. Overall, it's still a little mediocre, but there's one episode about floating heads. For those who know, you definitely know. And dear Lord, did that one send chills down my spine. It's worth it just to see that one episode. Just like season one's episode about the fashion model. For those who don't know, Junji Ito is the master of horror manga, with iconic works like Spiral and the Enigma of Amigata Fault. He's the modern-day H.P. Lovecraft without the negative connotations. And finally, we come to the third. The second season is currently airing now, and for some reason, I somehow missed the first season entirely. And after going back and reading the description, I almost passed on it as it sounds supremely uninteresting. Yet, the Japanese subtitle caught my eye, and I have never been more glad. The main title is supremely boring, Inspector, spelled I-N slash Spectre, which honestly does nothing for it. Yet, the subtitle is Kyoko Suri, which translates to fictional reasoning. And never has a subtitle captured the essence of a show before. It's about a woman who is missing an eye and a leg, who falls in love with a boy a few years her senior. Yet all of that takes a backseat to what these two people are. For example, for the woman, those body parts that are missing were a sacrifice to the supernatural realm so that she could be their goddess of wisdom. And in that role, she goes around to the various yokai and ghosts to help them in whatever is causing them issues or problems. Each story arc takes 3 or 4 episodes to complete, but they are as different from one another as can be, and they are fascinating. Usually, a spirit is asking why a certain event happened, and it's up to this goddess to explain it. And she will craft a narrative out of thin air to explain it to that creature. It's informed based on some research that was done, but otherwise she's simply drawing rational conclusions from what has been gleaned. Sometimes that solution is branded as the most likely, while others mere possibility. But the show is extremely clever and highly entertaining. If you ever wanted to see the concerns of a giant snake that used to be worshipped, Yuki Onna, or Snow Woman, who may be in love with a human, or the dangers of eating certain types of yokai flesh, then this show is absolutely written for you. Before I go, I did want to leave you with a review for a horror movie our Discord server watched 2 weeks ago. And in case you weren't aware, we are still watching horror movies every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern over on our Discord server. It's absolutely free to participate, so feel free to join us. I had seen quite a few positive reviews over on TikTok for a movie called Mean Spirited that really caught my eye. Supposedly, it was a found footage horror comedy that offered genuine scares. In fact, it almost sounded too good to be true. Now, most of what I stream for Wednesday movie nights are previously vetted horror movies that are amazing, We've watched the original Exorcist, Hereditary, some exorcism-related documentaries, Terrified, Tucker and Dale versus Evil. The list goes on. Heck, we watched Noroi, or The Curse, this past Wednesday. Yet, there was one movie that I remembered being good and screened that wound up being pretty abysmal, and that was Peter Jackson's Dead Alive. I simply remembered the line, "I kick ass for the Lord," more so than anything else, and that's entirely my fault. But this movie, mean-spirited, dear Lord in heaven, it was horrible. A YouTube prankster goes with his film buddies to visit his former best friend, who is now famous in Hollywood. The prankster has a huge chip on his shoulder and really wants to know why his friend left the channel that they had started together. What follows is one of the most forgettable, quote-unquote, horror movies I have seen since Terror in the High Desert. It wasn't funny. It wasn't scary. It had plot holes an invading army could have marched through, and the characters were by and far insufferable. And worse, I paid money to rent this piece of crap. If you ever see a person on TikTok gushing about an unknown horror movie and think it may be good, note to self, do more research. I hopefully will never make that mistake again. Knowing me, I probably will, but I will do it without making others suffer through it with me. That I can promise you. I guess you can say that my review of the movie Mean Spirited was mean spirited. And if you pictured me holding my pinky finger to my mouth like Dr. Evil was saying that, then you would be 100% accurate, my friends. And that would do it for this slightly shorter episode of Southern Demonology. Thank you for tuning in yet again, even though it's my voice that's greeting you. Stay safe out there. Thank you for listening to Southern Demonology. Find us online at southerndemonology.com, where you can find all of our social and podcasting links. Also, if you have a moment, please feel free to rate this podcast and leave any encouraging feedbacks that you may have. As always, I am JJ, and it has been a pleasure getting to talk to you today.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.